Malgus watched the freighter disintegrate into flaming debris over Coruscant. He expected the faint touch of the Jedi's Force signature to disintegrate with it, but he felt it still.
"Magnify,"
he said, leaning forward in the command chair. The image on the view screen grew larger. Chunks of jagged steel and a large portion of the forward section of the ship burned their way toward the surface.
"Did an escape pod launch before the ship exploded?"
"No, my lord," Jard said. "There were no survivors." But there had been. The Jedi, at least, had survived. He could still feel a presence, though it was fading with distance, a splinter in the skin of his perception. He considered dispatching fighters, a search party, but decided against it. He was not yet sure what he would do about the Jedi, but whatever it was, he would do it himself.
"Very good, Commander Jard. Well done, Lieutenant Mack."
He turned to Vrath.
"You are done here, Vrath Zizor."
Vrath shifted on his feet, swallowed, cleared his throat.
"You mentioned the possibility of payment, my lord."
Malgus credited him with bravery, if nothing else. Malgus rose and walked over. He stood 20 centimeters taller than Vrath, but the smaller man held his ground and kept most of the fear from the slits of his eyes.
"It is not enough that you've killed a rival and destroyed the Engspice your employer wished to prevent reaching the surface."
"I did not..."
Malgus held up a gloved hand.
"The petty squabbles of criminals hold little interest for me."
Vrath licked his lips, drew himself up straight.
"I brought you a Jedi, my lord. That was her on the Hollow."
"So you did."
"Will I be paid then?"
Malgus regarded him coolly, and the small man seemed to withdraw into himself. The fear in his eyes expanded, the knowledge that he was a lone prey animal surrounded by predators.
"I am a man of my word. You will be paid."
Vrath let out a long breath.
"Thank you, my lord."
"You may take your ship to the planet. The coordinates will be provided to you, and I will arrange for payment there."
"And then I can leave?"
Malgus smiled under his respirator.
"That is a different question."
Vrath took half a step back. He looked as if he had been slapped.
"What does that mean? I will not be allowed to leave?"
"No unauthorized ships may leave Coruscant at this time. You will remain on the planet until things change."
"But, my lord..."
"Or I can blow your ship from space the moment it leaves my landing bay."
Vrath swallowed hard.
"Thank you, my lord."
Malgus waved him away. Security escorted him from the bridge.